At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Bases loaded to the bottom of the seventh. Owen Casey leads off the eighth with a high drive deep into the night sky and out of CHS Field. Owen Casey with a massive solo home run, 422 feet. For number 21 on the season.
Oh, that sounded good. Jason Kemp on the call. He is the Iowa Cubs play-by-play announcer calling a Cubs home run, an Iowa Cubs home run of one Owen Casey. Certainly a person of interest. His name has been used a lot starting about a month prior to the trade deadline is when people it really sort of peaked out for Owen Casey, and it looks like he is on the verge of joining the real team. Why don't we go down on the farm right now and bring in the man from whom you just heard? It is Jason Kempf, the Iowa Cubs play-by-play announcer, joining us right now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Jason, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are doing well. Loved hearing that call on Owen Casey. What has it been like watching this player develop at the minor league level, Jason?
You know, it's interesting. So this is my first year with the Iowa Cubs. Alex Cohen was here the previous 7 years, so I'd heard a lot about him and a lot of the talent that we were going to have this year. I actually first saw Owen in Single A in Myrtle Beach a few years back when I was in Charleston and he was playing against us. So I knew he was a problem for pitchers at that point in time. But getting to see him work every day and the attention to detail and sort of the level-headed way that he goes about things, it's really impressive to watch. And he started this year with some injuries and then really found his groove late in May. And he's been one of the best hitters in minor league baseball ever since. And so I think the excitement that you can feel among the Cubs fan base is real. And it's for good reason.
Jason, we know about the power. I mean, it is something that has taken the Iowa Cubs by storm. What I'm concerned about is the strikeout rate, but correct me if I'm wrong, that chase rate is down here in the last month or so, and he has not been striking out as much as he was early in the season.
Yeah, that's correct. That was always kind of the concern, and I think it's still a realistic concern. He's striking out about 28% of the time, but earlier in the year, that was closer to 40%. Which would really give you fear at the big league level. The one thing that kind of shows you that he's more of a contact hitter and he's commanding the zone a little bit better is the fact that Marty Peavy, the Iowa Cubs manager, has been batting him leadoff three or four times a week for the last 3 or 4 weeks now, since Christian Franklin was traded to the Nationals in the Soroka deal. Casey's been at the top of the order, and you normally wouldn't think of him profiling that way, but he doesn't strike out a ton at the moment, at least at the minor league level. And he's getting on base, and he's one of the top run scorers in the International League. So he's been able to do it that way as well, which has led to, with his power, seeing and swinging at better pitches, more results.
I love that. I love that concept. That's a shrewd move by Marty Peavy, as you mentioned, the AAA Iowa manager. We're talking to Jason Kemp, who is the Iowa Cubs play-by-play announcer here on the Rahimi and Harris Show. I am Mark Grody filling in for Layla Rahimi today. What about defense, Jason?
It's been really good. It started out a little bit shaky. I mentioned the injury earlier. So he was trying to score from third on a play at the plate and stepped on the catcher's foot, rolled his ankle. And so that, I think, had more of an impact on his defense than it did at the plate, for obvious reasons, trying to go back to the wall and turning on that foot. But since he's been healthy, he's made some really impressive plays. He had a great diving catch in the gap 2 weeks ago. But he's also double-digit outfield assists this year. He's thrown out six or seven players at the plate, and he has a couple of outfield assists at the bases as well. So he has a big arm and isn't afraid to show it. And the most important thing with a big arm is it's really accurate. And I think that defense is sort of the underrated part of his game. The base running is sneaky good as well, where for good reason, as I mentioned, you see the power, and that's what people get excited about. But he's a really complete baseball player.
Jason, the last time we saw Moises Ballesteros up here, he was hitting a bases-clearing double, which helped the Cubs take the lead on the Brewers, and that was actually their last loss this season. They've won 12 in a row since. What has Moises Ballesteros looked like this year, and what more does he have, if anything, to prove at the AAA level?
I think the one thing he has to prove, to answer your second question first, is that he can catch on a daily basis at a high level. And that's been the question for a long time. I don't think anybody questions whether Moises Ballesteros can hit. That's been proven year after year after year. And the double off of Freddy Peralta that you're talking about is certainly a moment that people are going to remember, at least in the near term, about Moises Ballesteros at the big league level in a game that the Cubs really needed to win. He's just got to keep working defensively. And I think you forget sometimes he's still young. There's a lot of guys his age at high A and double A still working on the things he's working on behind the plate. So if he can become a little bit better defensively month by month, more accurate with his throws, quicker on the transfer to get the ball down to second, nobody's worried about the bat. I heard our coaching staff talking earlier this year. Like, most guys want to know what a pitcher throws, how hard he throws it, what hand he throws with, what he likes to go to in this count. They said all he needs to know is the guy left-handed or right-handed, and does he have a changeup, and he's going to go get two hits.
I mean, the hit tool, the contact, it's irresistible with him, and guys like that find a place. I hope he can catch, because if he can't catch, I guess first base or that, or DH.
I don't think he has the size for first base, right, to be able to stretch out.
Yeah, is it catcher, DH, or bust with somebody like him, you think?
Yeah, that's the problem, right? He's 5'9", 5'10", and he's not necessarily a guy that you would expect to hit 30 or 35 home runs in the big leagues. So do you want to put a 23-year-old who might hit 15 to 20 home runs at first base or as a DH? And that's the question that I think people were wondering as the trade deadline approached. Does somebody else see value in him? What value do the Cubs see in him in terms of as a bat only? Or do you have to have faith in the behind-the-plate aspect in order for him to have the value you want him to have?
No doubt. So much to talk about with Jason Kemp here on The Score. He's the Iowa Cubs play-by-play announcer. I'm Mark Grody, in for Layla Rahimi here on the Rahimi and Harris Show on The Score. I guess I want to go to the Jameson Taillon picture here, and I didn't see him pitch last night, but the numbers that he put up there were pretty good. What did you see from Jameson Taillon in a rehab start for Iowa last night, Jason?
Well, it was his third rehab start for us, and going into it, everybody knew if it went well, based on what Craig Counsell said, that was going to be the last one, and it sounds like that's going to be the case, and he's going to start against Milwaukee in a big game next week. I think you saw what you wanted to see from Taillon, and that's throwing strikes, mixing his pitches, locating well, getting soft contact. And a lot of people overreact. We see this all the time to the first rehab start when he gave up 7 runs in 3 innings. But he's a strike thrower. And goal number one in the first rehab start was to feel good the day after. And he did. And talking to pitching coach Tony Cagoule down here, he felt better going into last week's start against St. Paul. And that's when he kind of turned the corner and started looking like the big league version of Jameson Taillon that people want to see to have confidence that he's going to help the team down the stretch run. And yesterday was more of the same. It's a pretty loaded Worcester Red Sox lineup here. The password that everybody's been talking about, their top prospect is here. They have Christian Campbell here. There's a lot of good hitters, and he had them off balance all night, gave up a couple of singles, and that was it through 5 1/3 innings.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I guess, Jason, looking at what we've seen from Iowa, it's the constant pipeline. People are wondering if the next guy that can help them in this playoff push is coming up. Who else should we keep an eye on in case of injury or anything else that might be ready to help a major league ball club that's down there right now? And that could be a hitter or a pitcher.
Yeah, I think on the pitching side, you've seen a lot of those type of players cycle through in their bullpen arms, right? So Jordan Wicks has been there. Ethan Roberts has been there. Nate Pearson has been there. Gavin Hollowell's been up this year. Tom Cosgrove has helped out as a left-handed specialist at times. Luke Little has certainly been a name that Cubs fans are familiar with. Those guys are all still here. But in terms of somebody that hasn't made their debut yet or hasn't been in Chicago this year, I think in a pinch, Jonathan Long, who has had a tremendous season, could come up and hit, you know, and carry his weight offensively. The question again is, where does he play on defense? He's played basically the entire year at first base here in Iowa. And obviously Michael Busch seems to have that locked down and for good reason for most of the year. But Jonathan Long with the bat, if you're looking for somebody to come off of the bench and provide a big hit, I think he's certainly a guy that could do that. And the other player I would have mentioned prior to him being traded was Christian Franklin, who as a fourth outfielder would have been a pretty good fit just the way he plays defense and added a speed element. But if I had to pick one, I'd probably say Jonathan Long.
Jonathan Long slashing 315, 409, 504 at the AAA level. So yeah, he sounds like a guy that could really help them.
Not bad at all. Jason, I want to get personal with you here really quick, if you don't mind. You said this is your first year doing the AAA Cubs. You mentioned Alex Cohen had been there for 7 years. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yes. So where were you before? I want to know a little bit about you. Like, what's going on? What are your goals, young man?
Yeah, I mean, the goal is to get to the big leagues, right? And you do everything you can to get to that point. I spent the last 4 years in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
Not a bad place. to watch single-A baseball. Bill Murray is a part owner of the team, so that's a unique aspect. Mike Vec, who's the son of Bill Vec, former owner of the White Sox, is the other owner. So there's a bevy of celebrities and random people popping into the ballpark there. They were a Tampa Bay Rays affiliate, so I got to see player development at its best in terms of, you know, trading guys when they reach free agency to get young prospects again. And it was certainly a great time. We won three championships there. I had nothing to do with that, but I still get a ring, right?
Don't let anybody tell you that, man. The broadcasters do have something to do with it. Yes.
Grody's got a World Series ring. That's why he says that.
I mean, the goal is to just keep doing this and being part of the Cubs organization. I'm from the Midwest originally, so I know about the fan base, and it's been pretty cool to see those moments like Shota Imanaga's rehab start in Nashville when there were 3,000 Cubs fans there. Those moments are things that stick with you forever, and hopefully you make it to the highest level of baseball. But if not, you enjoy every day because it's not a bad job.
Matt Shaw, you got to see him a little bit this year. What a wild year it's been for him. He's about the best Cubs player right at this moment.
Yeah, I was going to say Matt Shaw came down here and had a smile on his face the entire time. And we have to learn that guys are going to go up and struggle at times and reset. Jackson Holliday did the same thing with Baltimore. It's happened for years. And if you handle it the right way and make a couple of adjustments with no pressure down here in AAA, kind of under the radar, you can go back and have success. And yeah, where would the Cubs be offensively right now without Matt Shaw's contributions the last couple of weeks?
That's wild that we're saying that, considering the start that he had and the player that everybody actually wanted to be the third baseman in Bregman this year.
He's been their best player since the All-Star break, period, as far as position players
baseball
go.
Baseball is wild. Well, Lasse, what Midwest state are you from? We love that you're from the Midwest, but what state?
Well, I don't know if this will be a great answer, but I'm from Wisconsin.
Oh, that's okay.
Wisconsin. Are you a Packers fan?
I am a Packers
fan. That's all right.
All right, get
all right.
Dump him.
Dump him.
No, Wisconsin. I was just in Wisconsin last weekend, and I was thinking, like, when I grew up, of course I hated the Packers, and I just discarded anything Wisconsin. It is now only as an adult that I could realize that Wisconsin is one of our most wonderful states.
Mark
it's
Grody
a beautiful
had his first
state.
Cheese curd last week.
Oh, that's what I missed about the Midwest. In Charleston, they had cheese curds, but they weren't cheese curds. They were something that loosely resembled one. So now I'm back in my wheelhouse.
Good. All right. Well, I'm glad that we got that out of you. You sound great, man. The call we heard coming in, you got a good voice, good presence. You got it all going on, man.
Thanks so much, Jason.
Appreciate it.
Yep, you got it.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, of course. Good stuff there from our guy Jason Kempf.
Yeah.
What's that big wry smile on your face for right now?
Oh, no, I'm just happy that you made a new friend. I feel like you made a new friend.
I did notice that he didn't want to reveal. He said he was from the Midwest.
He knows what it is and what it ain't.
I know, and that's why I was I wanted to comfort him because.
Yeah, you lured him in. That's what you do, Mark Grody.
I understand. Well, I didn't. That was not my goal. I was curious. Honestly, I thought he was going to say he was from Michigan. It seems like there are so many people. As one of our producers over here, Robbie the Tree Triano from Michigan. So that's what I thought he was going to say, to be honest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.